How you doing? My voice is a little deeper than normal because I was out a little later than normal last night, having some fun and seeing people I haven't seen in a while, which is kind of neat though because it gives you like this kind of unique kind of speaking radio voice. But I got my glass of water here, and we're gonna get through this together, and we will succeed. I have confidence in that. Not a lot for you this wonderful Sunday. Man, it's 11 balmy degrees outside. That's Fahrenheit. Yeah, welcome to winter time in Iowa, there. You know? Just got a few things as I got just a few things to just kind of tell you about. It's going to be kind of a short show, as long as I can keep the rambling down. Feel pretty rested though, so it shouldn't really happen. But I have some little interesting journeys I took over the week. It was a busy week, but you know, we'll go ahead and do this and keep it rolling. And well, you know, deliver you what you ask of me, and then I get so many emails about like this. Speed of Sauce, your voice, Radio Zoom.
Leave for one day and catch what I've missed. Leave them waiting. Factory cutouts. They'll forget for now, but watch them
sorry if it drives you nuts when I do things like this, but Speed of Sauce is a band that's originally hailing from Iowa City, actually Grinnell, Iowa, and they, of course, no longer exist. You can find that track off of the split EP they did with another local band, Alto Aceda, and it's just one of those groups that no longer exist, but I can't get enough of, and severely miss, but you know, you can only find that right here in a horribly bitrate reduced version with all those digital artifacts and stuff. But once you get to hear it, when I send out these the editions via the RSS feeds. So, Speed of Sauce with the song Your Voice. You know, and it kind of leads me into this conversation I was having last night at a bar I was hanging out with some friends with, and I guess I'm really known as the music geek, because anytime there was a song at the bar playing, they'd always ask me what it was, and you know, I came to the realization that I don't listen to a lot of mainstream and or top 40 music, because they're like, who sings this? I'm like, I don't know. And finally everyone figured out, oh, it's Maroon 5 or Switchfoot, or I think that's the name of the band. I'm like, geez, you know, who? but we got to a conversation about independent music and basically the state of the music industry. And I guess, I forget who it is. I think maybe Spin is running an article, or there's an article in Spin somewhere, sometime lately, about how large labels are starting to look at little indie bands thanks to shows and programs such as, you know, The OC you can watch on Fox, or the Garden State soundtrack that was filled with a bunch of little indie bands, that they're starting to look at all that isn't necessarily mainstream and trying to dig into the independent music culture and extract what they can to get a hold of any sort of asset that they can from the independent music scene. And it's really an interesting concept. If you ask me, it's kind of a, you know, cover your ass type of deal. They don't want to lose out. Well, you know, maybe it's the music industry itself finally realizing that they need to stop relying so heavily on the machine that it is, and kind of branch out, and instead of promoting just a core group of people and you know, and soliciting the hell out of them, if you could kind of expand your palette, might be more profit for you, or profitable. That's in itself is really sick, in a very capitalistic sort of way. But the one thing that I went on to spin.com and found this article from the end of the year 2003, posted Friday, December 19th, 2003, which is exactly a year ago today. And there's one paragraph in here that I thought was very, very interesting. Superficially, everything in the music industry is collapsing. The future is black as night. Nothing feels good. This is the end of the world as we know it, unless, of course, you simply like music and don't care about all the peripheral nonsense that comes with it. In that case, you probably feel just fine. And it goes on to, I don't know, it basically says that, you know, 2003 was, you know, a dismal year for the music industry, but then they, of course, list their 40 best albums of the year. And there's some good stuff on here. Cat Power, Spiritualized, The Darkness, Pretty Girls Make Graves, Mars Volta, lots of stuff that I like to listen to. But I don't, after going through 2004, I don't know, the industry is changing. I think finally, instead of the industry just bitching and moaning about all this stuff, they're finally starting to pull the heads out of their rears and realize that they need to adapt to the changing culture. Because I think back to all those studies I did for my mass communications track that I did in in college, and it's kind of reminiscent of the story of the late 70s, early 80s, when the VCR, you remember those? When those came out, and the film and the television industry flipped out, they thought this is going to be the end of them, this is going to be their demise, and they're going to lose all these profits, and so on, and they took it to the Supreme Court, and finally they decided, this can be created and made, and the VCR exists, and now we have TiVo and all this stuff, and they're still making movies, they're still making television shows, and there's more networks now than there were at that time. So I think the times, they are a-changing. I'm going to play this next song, and I will send it, to my friends, and a few of you in particular, and we'll kind of let it speak for itself. But the song is called Cheer Up, Baby, by Dior. Wonderful track, very happy. This is Radio Zoom. That's how you pronounce it. I'm hoping that's the correct pronunciation. I will get through this. I can do this. I am something. Dolour.com, DOLOUR.com is the place to find out more about those guys. That comes off of their album New Old Friends, and the song was called Cheer Up Baby. You can actually go to their website and download that track, and I really, really suggest you do. And it's crazy. If you go to check out this website, there's a lot of people in this band, but it's just so good. It's just great. It's good stuff. It makes me feel so happy. You know, it's Sunday today, and it's here. And it's 12 degrees outside now. Yes! Go up another 5 degrees, and we'll be putting on shorts! No. But Dolour makes me feel so happy. Cheer Up Baby is that song, and I hope it helps cheer you up. The Closet Elvis Living website. I want to make a mention of this because the Reverend Don Dealey, who I've mentioned many times, is a part of the Closet Elvis Living, and he made a podcast. I don't have offhand the address for his feed, but directly on the Closet Elvis Living homepage, there's a link to it, Closet Elvis Radio. And you can click on the link, and you can download it straight from the website. And I think, just as it says right here, the first episode of Closet Elvis Radio, it'll only be up for a limited time until it starts to hurt our bandwidth. Fortunately, it's not very good. Take a listen for yourself, and here's the track list. I disagree. I thought it was an excellent, excellent podcast. So if you want to check out their website, celiving.com. And click on Closet Elvis Radio and just check out the rest of the Closet Elvis website. Good stuff. You can read stuff that the Reverend's written and stuff like that. And I want to do a Skype interview with the Reverend, but I'm having problems getting it set up, getting it all to work out. And dang. Excuse me. All right. But I'm having problems getting that set up, and I'm working on it. I've been trying a couple different setups, and it's just not that easy. At least it's not as easy as doing like an iChat audio interview, because I'm having some issues with Skype cutting out my headphone monitoring. Cuts out my headphone monitoring. He can hear me, but I can't hear him. So somehow Skype's overtaking my headphone output, and I'm just getting confused, and I'll hopefully rectify that situation eventually. I was talking to my friend Rebecca in Canada, and she was she had it put pretty well, is that Skype sounds like a disease that you get, you know, somebody gave you the Skype. But I like to think pirate like and yar, she gave me the Skype. Yar, yar, yar. How about we play another track? And this is The Mates of State. The song's called Goods, and more about it in a little bit, but another happy song. Let's be happy. Eh? Radio Zoom.
Just
Jay's Estate with the song Goods, and you can find them at matesofstate.com. And that song comes off of the All Day EP. It's a 4-song EP. And that was released actually not very long ago. But it's a short EP. I can't figure out when it was released. But it's a 4-song EP post their latest album release, which was Team Boo. And I don't have my hands on that one, but the All Day EP, when I heard that song, good old college radio station that still plays, I had to have that EP. I had to have it. It was such a good song. Not to be, you know, pun there. But if you are going to be in, I was just listening or looking on their website. And if you're in New York City on January 21st at the Bowery Ballroom, Mates Estate will be there. And I've been to the Bowery Ballroom a few times to see a couple different shows. And I was supposed to see too many DJs there, but they ended up bowing out on that night. Too Many DJs was the side project of Soul Wax. But I was really bummed when they didn't show up there. But if you're in the area, go check that out. Mates Estate, they come through here. They haven't been through here since they released their latest album, Team Boo. But I've seen them a few times, and it's really good stuff. And that song has just been stuck in my head. It's just one of those things that get in there, and you're just sitting around at work, and da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da, and you just can't get it out of your head. I was even sitting at the bar last night, and I'm sitting there in the booth, and I'm just kind of singing to myself, and my friend Deidre was just like, "What are you singing?" And I tried to explain it to her, but then all of a sudden, somebody magically started. There's those MP3 internet jukebox, and they started playing Hum. They started playing the track Stars, and I was just in like orgasmo land. But it was a good night last night, which is why I'm a little disconnected today. I did have a chance to run around part of the state. Well, actually, it's up about 30, 40 miles north of here, and checked out some of the other stations, the other radio stations in the area that are running digital transmitters, HD radio, one of which was an AM. Excuse me, I take a drink of water. And the other one was a digital FM. And that was pretty cool. I actually had a chance to get the A-B test of here's an AM in analog, and here's an AM in digital, and here's an FM in analog, and here's an FM in digital. And I tell you what, you can take your XM radio and shove it. I didn't think that I would like to listen to it before. I didn't think XM would be for me. I would much prefer my iPod, where I can listen to music that I want to listen to, and I have it readily accessible, because I don't want to have to pay $10 a month or whatever it is just to listen to satellite radio, and it's going to be the same wherever you go. What's kind of nice is that once this whole digital conversion takes effect, which sounds outstanding, absolutely outstanding, you're going to be able to switch and get different content all over, and everyone's like, "Well, I don't want to hear the advertisers." Well, big whoop. You know, it's kind of the way it is. And, you know, it's just like with television, you kind of, during the commercials, you kind of do other things. At the same time, you're supposed to be driving, but that's kind of irrelevant. It's not a very good argument, but, you know, you have other things to focus on versus just, you know, listening to the radio, with XM. So, and XM's making their money off you anyway, just like broadcast radio makes money off of you with their advertisers. So, but that, I'm not trying to preach why you shouldn't listen to XM. If XM's for you, do it. But it's nothing that I'm really interested in. I've listened to it. I've played around with it. I like my iPod. And I probably listen to my iPod in the car more often than I do actually the radio stations that I work for. And that's really bad, because I'm one of the guys that makes sure that it works, make sure things sound good, and I don't even listen when I turn the car on to drive the 10 to 15 minutes it takes to get to the station. Yeah, I'm a bad broadcast engineer, but I love my iPod. So if anybody in Apple is listening, if they want to sponsor this totally unsponsored podcast, they could do that. It'd be pretty cool. That's all I have for you on this edition of Radio Zoom, Sunday, December 19th. Not a lot, but I want to get something out there. And now I just want to go and kind of collapse in my chair and detoxify. This last artist I want to play for you the way I discovered him is very interesting, because I saw him on a very odd billing. It was a radio festival show type deal, and it was with Big Bad Voodoo Daddy, swing music, because, you know, there's a whole swing music craze for a while, and I got into it, but I was never out of it. Okay, Big Bad Voodoo Daddy, Real Big Fish, yes, ska, and then this guy, David Garza. You can find out more about him at DavidGarza.com. But it's spelled David Garza, DavidGarza.com. David is how you pronounce his name, and it was a great performance. And I'm going to leave you with this last track, as this has been another edition of Radio Zoom. This song is called Disco Ball World. We love you, long time, for listening. Check you later. Adios.
Every day I miss the you I used to know. Before I let you down, before you let me go, we'd listen to the left side of the radio, and you were so fine with your train tracks flying. I fell for your coffee eyes, your half and half white lies. Back around 92, I lost God, I found you.
Radio Zoom podcast is a product of the Autohertz.net web blog. Send all your thoughts and comments to john@autohertz.net. You can also check out more on the web, autohertz.net. Radio Zoom.